Amen. My sisters and brothers, I am thankful to God for each of you who have joined us today in this worship service. And it is my privilege and my honor to introduce to you the one that will speak for us today. He is no stranger to the Israelite Baptist Church. He is a faithful young man of God who worked diligently in the vineyard. He is none other than my friend and my brother, the Reverend Leslie Sims from the Star Bethel Baptist Church. Receive him as he comes to us today with the word of God. Reverend Sims. Reverend Sims. Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Representative. Yes, we can.
Thank you, sir. I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and so many lonely nights, but when I look around and I think things over, Lord, all of my good days, thank you, sir, they outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. But I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they just can't see. Oh, Lord. So I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God's been good to me. He's been so good to me. More than life could ever be, I know he's good to me. One Thursday evening, he wiped all of my tears away, turned my darkness into day. See, I don't mean to bother you this morning, Jesus, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Hallelujah. Every eyes closed, every head bowed. Eternal God, as we come this morning, Father, we come ever so humble. Father, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Father, we thank you for last night's rest. We thank you for early morning rise. Oh, Master, someone walked the floor all night long drinking tears for water, saying, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help that I know. Oh, God, if thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, tell me, where shall I go? Oh, Master, as we come this morning, we ask that you will please have mercy upon us. Somewhere in glory, just turn down a listening ear. Hear our feeble calls and our prayers. Oh, Master, look down on the sick and the shut in this morning. Please, sir, have mercy. Bless those who have lost loved ones late last night, early this morning, even right now. Father, you said in your word that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Dear God, we ask that you would just bless every church house this morning. Bless every pastor this morning. Bless those who are standing along the walls, letting dying women, boys, and girls know that the wages of sin is death. But the true gift of you, God, is eternal life. Father, please, sir, have mercy. Bless the shepherd of this house this morning, Father. Bless all the members that's under the sound of my meek and humble voice. O Lord, my Savior and my Redeemer, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my Savior and my Redeemer, we ask all these blessings in your darling Son Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. And thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Well, good morning once again, my Israelite sisters and brothers, and my Star Bethel family also. And to all of you who make up this great congregation today on the airway, for this is truly the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. For it is truly a privilege as well as a pleasure to join in with you once more and again, sharing the word of God and lifting his name up. I also would like to just take this time to just thank my friend, my brother, my spiritual father, Dr. Smith, also the First Lady, Sister Diana Smith. God bless you this morning. Also, the Israelite family, and for all of you who are gathering today again, once again, on this golden opportunity just to share what the Lord has given unto me to give unto you. How many of you know today that beyond a shadow of doubt that God is good? He's not just good sometime, but my God is good all the time. He's good 24/7. Somebody needs to tell the neighbor, tell your neighbor, my God is around the clock God. Yes, he is. Yeah, he's around the clock God. In other words, he never sleeps. David said like this over in Psalms 121 that he never sleeps nor slumber. And because of that fact, that he never sleeps nor slumber, that reassures me. I say that reassures me, watch this, that he is a wakeful and watchful keeper. Can I get a witness? Listen. Even though we are going through a pandemic, this COVID-19, God is still with us. He promised in his word that he would never leave us, never leave us alone, my sisters and brothers. Even in our darkest hour, he's still standing right there by our side. Tell your neighbor once again, tell your neighbor, blessed assurance. Yeah, blessed assurance, because Jesus is mine. Help me, somebody.
those of you who have your Bibles or your telephones or your iPads, if you would, just turn to the book of the Gospel of Matthews. Turn to the book of the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthews. Matthew's the sixth chapter, the sixth chapter of Matthews. And I will read to you just four verses from this chapter, verses beginning at verse number 5 through 8. Matthew's the sixth chapter, verse beginning at verse number 5, and I will read from 5 through verse number 8. And it reads as follows: And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse number 7 say, But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. And verse number 8 say, Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask. But let me go back to verse number 6. It said, But thou, when thou prayest, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. I just would like to take this time out just for a few minutes, and I would like to speak to you from this thought. Just a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus. I once saw a poster that read, Prayer is not the last result. And I thought to myself, that is a true statement. It should not be the last. It should be the first results. Can I get a witness? But the truth of the matter is, we can't do nothing without God. But let's be truthful. How many of you use prayer as a last result? You don't have to answer. Just think about it to yourself. Somebody knows just what I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about when you try to handle it yourself and fail. Then you use prayer as your last result. Somebody been down that road of disappointment, down the road of failure. Somebody here today been down and out, couldn't figure no way out because the enemy had your mind all messed up. You couldn't not think straight. But I come today to wake you and shake you and remind you that all you have to do is just have a little talk with Jesus. Yeah, have a little talk with the Master. The songwriter said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your feeble cry, and he will answer by and by. Listen, don't just talk to him during bad times, but also talk to him during good times. During good times, my sisters and my brother, just tell him, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for me. Glory, hallelujah. How many of us know today that prayer will change things for you. I heard somebody say when praises go up, blessings come down. But I found out the problem we have with prayer is because God don't move when we expect him to. God don't move when we expect him to. Y'all know how we are. Y'all know how some of us are. Let me say it that way. We mumble and we grumble. I've been praying. I've been going to church. I've been putting in collection. Just seem like God's not hearing my prayer. Like we are doing God a favor. I don't know why I just can't understand I've been just doing everything I can, trying to do everything right, and this don't seem like God is not answering my prayer. But have you took time out? Huh? Have you took time out to think maybe he's not answering because of the wrong reason? Another thing I want to let you know that you can't hurry God. You just got to wait. He don't come when you want him. He don't come when you want him, but he's always, my sisters and brothers, he's always on time. But let me move on. In this sixth chapter of Matthew's, you will notice the red writing. The red writing is an indicator that Jesus is speaking. He's speaking his sermon on the mount. In my research, the mount was just behind Capernaum, a fishing village where it is. Supposed to have been said that this is where Jesus preached his first sermon on the mount. Today it is called the Mount of the Beatitude, the mountain where Jesus gave his blessings. Blessed are he that mourn. But here on this mount, one of the things Jesus was preaching and teaching about was prayer. He wanted them to understand the importance of prayer. He wanted them to understand that prayer was not an option, but it is a requirement. It is a requirement. Then it is also a requirement now a opportunity to build a relationship with God. The Bible tells us over in Luke, the 18th chapter, that men should always pray and not faint. In other words, we never are supposed to get tired and lose consciousness of Christ. David said it like this over in Psalm 121, that I will lift my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. My sisters and brother, what I'm trying to get you to see and understand is that prayer is meant to be a dynamic and interactive conversation with God. What you're saying, preacher? Glad you asked. Prayer reinforces our dependency upon God, and it strengthens our relationship with him. Let me help you. Listen. Any relationship without communication will die. Can I get a witness? For example, don't communicate. Don't call in for work and let the boss know you're fired. Don't communicate with your wife and watch you wind up in divorce court. Listen, when we open the doors of the church, you will hear the preacher say that someone may have fallen along the wayside. That's a lack of communication. When we stop communicating with God, the devil is glad. The devil is glad. My old grandmother used to say, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. I come to let you know that your prayers are not in vain. God already knows your needs. He's just waiting for us to humble ourselves and ask. The Bible says over in James that we get not because we ask not. Amen, somebody. Amen. We get not because we ask not. And that tells me that prayer is more for us than it is for God. That reminds me of a story of two men by the name of Paul and Silas. The Bible said that they were put in jail with no one to go their bail. But around about midnight, they had a little talk with Jesus. The story said that there came a great earthquake, and the shackles fell off, and the doors came open. Well, come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They put them in a fiery furnace, seven times hotter than it should have been. But they had, Lord have mercy, a little talk with Jesus, because the Bible said that they placed three of them in the furnace, but when they look in, they saw four. And that fourth man looked like the Son of God. He's an on-time God. Ain't the Lord all right? What about Daniel? The scripture says that after Daniel learned that the decree had been published, that if anyone that was found praying to God or man for the next 30 days, or other than the king, that they would be thrown in the lion's den. So the story goes on to say that Daniel went home and went upstairs where the window was facing Jerusalem, and he began to pray three times a day. In other words, he had a little talk with Jesus. They put him in a lion's den, then thinking that the lion would eat him up. But I found, when they got down to the lion's den, they found Daniel lying down with the lion. What I'm trying to say, that God will bring you out of some bad and some dangerous situations. All you got to do is have just a little talk with Jesus. My mind goes back to that old rugged cross. Back to a hill called Calvary. The Bible says that they marched him up a hill called Calvary. And when they got up on this hill called Calvary, they took spikes and they put in his hand. They took spikes and they put in his feet. They raised him up on the cross. He hung there on the cross. My Bible says to me that the Lord had a little talk with his father as he hung there on the cross. Great God Almighty, they marched him up a hill called Calvary. He had a cross on his shoulder. He hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. He had a little talk with Jesus. He told him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He told them, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Oh, Lord, he hung there on the cross, and he told the Lord, it is finished now. That ain't all. He told him, into thy hand
I commend my spirit. He died. My God died. He died on the cross. But that ain't all. That ain't how the story ends. They took him down off the cross. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He laid there all day Friday. He laid there all night Saturday. But early Sunday morning, he got up. He got up with all power in his hands. He got up with all power in his hand. My sisters and my brothers, if you never hear my voice again, if you never see me anymore, one thing I want you to remember is that prayer will change things. Just have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles, and Jesus will make everything all right. He will fix it for you. Thank you, and may God bless.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, we come to you at this hour of the day. We come with thanksgiving dripping from our lips. Father, we come lifting up this man of God, thanking you for using him in a mighty way. Father, thanking you for sending the rhema word to us on this day, O Heavenly Father. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that each person who are on the line today not just be hearers of this word, but become doers of this word. Let them know, Father, reinforcing the subject today, that just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. And, Father, we know that in these trying times that each one of us need to call out on your holy and your righteous name. We come realizing, Father, that if we call out on you, that you will answer us, O Father. And the Bible says you will show us things that we knew not. We thank you, Father, again for the ability to be alive. We thank you for the ability to be able to join in with other saints of God and lift our voices toward heaven, magnifying your holy and your righteous name, Father. We thank you, Father, that we have learned a better way, Father, and that we will let nothing stop us, Father, not the weather, not the rain. Let nothing stop us from serving you, from worshiping you, from lifting up our voices toward heaven, calling out on thy holy and thy righteous name. Now, Father, we ask that you will bless every household, O Heavenly Father, that's on the line today. Father, we ask that you will bless every individual. Let them run and tell somebody that just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Father, again, we thank you for the speaker today, Father, and we thank you for those who have heard the word today, Father. We pray, Father, that it not fall on deaf ear. This is your servant prayer. I pray it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I pray it all in Jesus' name, and for his sake only, we say amen. My sister and brother, we thank God again for being able to worship together on this Sunday morning. We thank God for this man of God who have brought us the message. And we pray that as you go through this day, that you will continue to talk to God and tell him all about your situation. It's in God's precious name that we pray and we say amen. My sister and brother, this concludes another worship service hour for the Israelite Baptist Church. We ask